Students returned today to Marysville Pilchuck High School, that following a week off after the shooting that left four students dead, including the gunman, and two students still in a Seattle hospital. Lunch is in the gym because the cafeteria where the shooting took place remains closed. After a classroom open house, school is dismissed at 2:15 today. The routine class schedule resumes tomorrow. That October 24th shooting happened just as Washington voters are set to decide the fate of two new gun initiatives. No one argues that either of these initiatives would have prevented the school shooting, but as KUOW's Amy Radel reports, many people on both sides expect the shooting to weigh on voters' minds.
Authorities say the handgun used by freshman student Jalen Freiberg was legally purchased, so the owner had to undergo a criminal background check. If so, then the expansion of background checks required by Initiative 594 would not have affected the events at the high school. The opposing measure, 591, would bar the state from expanding background checks. About a week after the shooting, Nina Jones was one of the people making her way into the Cabela's sporting goods store in Marysville. It turns out she's a Seattle police officer who plans to vote no on 594, yes on 591. She's against expanding background checks.
I am all for making sure that the government or police are not intruding into civilians' lives or trying to take away people's Second Amendment rights.
Jones says since Freiberg's handgun was purchased legally, it's up to the parents to make sure their guns are secure. But she and her companion, fellow SPD officer Tony Reynolds, say they know the shooting could be a factor in this election. Reynolds says he'll vote the same way, against more background checks.
No, I don't think it'll help anything. I think it's just going to label a lot of people as criminals who don't necessarily deserve it.
That's because the measure requires a background check for the transfer of guns as well as the sale. In Marysville itself, people are more focused on grieving and comforting one another than on the looming election. In the kitchen of the Marysville United Methodist Church, a group of women are turning out dozens of homemade cookies, destined for the high school's sports teams, teachers, and anyone else who might need them.
It's not a meal, it's just where you think about you and our hearts are with you.
That's Joy Griffith, one of the bakers. She says no one wants to talk politics at this moment, and she appreciates that when parents of the Sandy Hook children killed in 2012 happened to be in Seattle last week to campaign for I-594, they didn't make comparisons to Marysville.
They said, we don't want to go there. We're not here for, it's not the time. It's not the time.
Artis Johnson is another of the bakers. She says she supported I-594 before the shooting and still does.
Because I feel that we have to have accountability and we need to close loopholes.
Will the Marysville shooting affect the way voters think about the gun measures in this general election? University of Washington professor Matt Barreto predicts that it will increase support for Initiative 594. His most recent poll was completed just before the shooting. It suggested that 594 seems likely to pass, while 591 is too close to call. Nationwide, Gallup found Americans' support for stricter gun laws increased temporarily in the wake of the Sandy Hook shootings. But over the long term, Americans' support for stricter gun laws has been declining for decades. Currently, less than half, 47%, say they support stricter gun laws. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.